The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Friday, July 31st, it was sunny and cooler in Chicago. I was working station WGN.
The weather was perfect.
My partner's name is Lieutenant Haynes. My name is Surratt.
Chicago, morning in Chicago. The weather was perfect, but the streets were not.
it's time for restaurant reviews and news with Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department, author of A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats, and he has been waiting in the PPG Paints green room. Right. Good morning, Lieutenant.
It's a very nice mural on the wall. I like that. On the way in, I heard you talking about how you drop things in between the seats. I got a little suggestion for how you can get them out easier.
Please.
Being a high, a high-profile celebrity such as yourself, you could just ask your chauffeur, who drives you in every morning, to get it for you, and then you don't have to worry about it.
I gave him the day off today. That was my problem. You got some goodies for us today?
Yeah, I do. You know, I have a theme today. We have to have a theme. I also did the worst note taking this week, so we have to bear with me a little bit. But
no problem.
I went to the Caribbean American Bakery at 1539 Howard Street. You have to see if you can figure out the theme here. The Caribbean American Bakery might be a tip off.
Okay,
but I've been going to this place for literally probably 30 years. Although now that I don't live in Rogers Park anymore, it's getting harder to get over there.
You getting lazy?
Yeah, it's good. It's hard to drive over to Howard Street from where I live, but it's a Caribbean style bakery. So I brought you in some caramel cakes. They make these personal sized cakes, and caramel cakes are my favorite. I also brought a couple other ones, but that's not what they're known for. They're known for their savory meat patties, and they do these. They're like pizza puffs, but Jamaican spices and beef and stuff. They also have some veggie ones for the people who aren't normal. They're like beef. Uh-huh. But these Jamaican pizza puffs is what I always call them, are phenomenal. And my wife told me to stop saying phenomenal all the time, but they're great.
Listen to your wife. Yeah. Caribbean American Baking Company. So this place has been around for a long time?
They have. You know, it's funny. I think on our last show, I actually was going to go in and pick up a tray of them and bring them in because we were doing at the lunchtime the last time we did it. Mm-hmm. And when I got there, the whole front of the building fell down.
What happened?
So they've had to move to their present location at 1539 West Howard. I don't know. The building was apparently not built very well. But
I'm glad they survived.
They did, yeah. And, well, you could go in there, like when they first open up, because a lot of people stop in, they open up at 10 o'clock in the morning, a lot of people stop in to pick these things up for lunch. And, you go in and you just hold up your how many patties do you want? And because that's what everybody's getting when they first open
up. So that's the
specialty. Yeah. And it's I mean, they're really great.
Light
flaky crust, and it's the spicy meat, so it's they're just great tasting stuff there.
So and you just found this on your own one day?
No, actually, my roommate from before I got married, 28 years ago now, Joe Geron is a mailman in that neighborhood, or was. I don't know if he's still there. And he found it. He told me about it because it was on his mail route. So, it was another group of people, if something ever happens to me, is find a mailman that can tell you.
Not you wouldn't want us to go to the fire department instead?
The fire department, they don't know anything about restaurants. They can cook real well. You should stop in there and ask them for dinner. But
I've always said, I mean, I like the idea of checking in with the police, because you guys need a place that's fast. You need a place, of course, that's really good. You need a spot for good quality and low prices, right?
Right, yeah, because we have a half an hour lunch. We don't get paid during our lunch. So every time you stop to ask police officers a question while they're eating lunch, they're not getting paid for that. So, you're eating out essentially every day. Unless you bring your lunch, unless you're a young married person who brings her, because their wife tells them to. But so you don't want to spend a whole lot of money. You have basically a half an hour. Nowadays $20 or less, and good food, which is sometimes hard to find. But these small restaurants in Chicago, this is a great place. Chicago is one thing that they have over every else is these little restaurants that are always around. And, man, we're going through a hard time now, so it's really best to get out there and support them.
Right. And, yeah, we've got great neighborhood spots.
Yeah, and Caribbean American Bakery does very well with the social distancing. They got the glass up in front. They only allow a certain number of people in. The cakes that they make, the personal size cakes and stuff, are all individually wrapped now. So so you know that, you know, other than the baker, nobody's touched it since you since they made it. So,
all right, we'll check that out. 1539 Howard Street in Chicago. Quick break here, and then we'll get a another restaurant review and some restaurant news, and also time permitting, I'd like to critique the list of the best Italian beef sandwiches in Chicago that the Tribune came up with. I have some problems with that, so we'll talk about that.
Oh yeah,
next.
I'd like to talk about that. I didn't see it though, so you have to throw it at me.
No, I will. Continuing with our regular Friday feature here, the author of A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats, Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. All right, let's get to your featured restaurant review.
All right. Well, I went to Carabella. So you see the Carrie for Caribbean.
That's your theme.
That's the theme, the whole Caribbean, this one.
I get it.
It's at 3311 West Fullerton. It was recommended by Sergeant Robert Brown of the 4th District. And Sergeant Brown has a whole bunch of awards, including a life-saving award and several top gun arrests, which means a top gun arrest is your boss can put you in for an award if it's an unusually good arrest for, you know, firearms and stuff like that.
And a good arrest would mean somebody who's been wanted for a long time?
Either that or they have a lot of guns or it was something unusual about it.
Well, good for Sergeant Brown.
Yeah, and you know, the fact that he got a life-saving award had me look it up, and just to give you a little idea about some of the good work police officers are doing out there. 561 police officers in the last year in Chicago have either received or been nominated for a life-saving award. So some of them haven't, you know, because we had a change in leadership, there still takes some time to process.
And that's something you never hear on the news.
Right, yeah. 561 Chicago police officers in the last year. So get back to Carabella. It's a really nice little restaurant at 3311 West Fullerton. And it's mostly a breakfast and lunch place. It's only open from 8 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. And right now, when we went there, we ordered, and I recommend that you check the, anytime you go to a restaurant these days, you check to see if you can do this because it's kind of a good deal. We ordered on our way there online on our phone, and then we still had to wait a few minutes because we weren't that far away. But they don't let anybody inside. They meet you at the door. They ask your name, or they take your order, and then they you can sit outside and eat or have it to take out. They have a nice little patio. I'm sorry, what was I going to go with that?
Don't look at me. Yeah. I got my own problems over here.
The calling ahead and everything. Oh, I know. Because they also, Carabella is, they're big on the fact that they make all your meals fresh. There's none of it's frozen, none of it's parboiled, none of it's halfway done. So it does take a little time to get it, but they do a real nice breakfast and brunch. And
worth the wait, huh?
Yeah, it's worth it. And we had a really good, we had some, my son and I had some sandwiches.
So this is primarily a lunch place?
It's a breakfast and lunch place. Mm-hmm. So they have a full breakfast menu and a full lunch menu. And like I had a Caribbean chicken, which was really nice. They have the sort of the jerk sauce and stuff. Mm-hmm. And the other one, they have this fire burger, which is it's a burger with chipotle mayonnaise, which my wife has successfully reverse engineered, and she makes the best chipotle mayonnaise now.
Reverse engineered.
Yeah, you know, figured out how to make it.
And so now, I guess I see.
My wife and kids are known for sitting there eating something in a restaurant and then spending the next 3 weeks trying to figure out how to make it at home. My wife's much better than my daughter's. Sorry.
we can go check in with your wife or go to this place at 3311 West Fullerton.
Right. And they have these little hush puppies. They're version of
hush puppies. I like
which
that.
Were really good. Yeah, I'm looking for one.
Not a lot of places have that. That's good.
Oh, another thing, bacon-wrapped plantains. I'm not a big plantain fan, but when you wrap them in bacon, turns out they're really good.
Anything with bacon. There you go. All right. Well, we'll definitely check that place out. The news is coming up here at 7 from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Here's the restaurant news, though, right now. And before we get to the Italian beef section, what have you got for us, Lieutenant?
Well, Tuscany on Taylor is reopening.
Oh, that is good news.
Yeah. You know, it's one of the best restaurants, I think, on Taylor Street. Because I don't eat at the really, really high-end restaurants. This is sort of a mid-level high-end restaurant.
You know? That's a pretty good spot.
When you want to take your wife out for a date or something, you don't have to. You want to spend more than $20. That's a pro tip for you young married guys out there. Spend more than $20 when you take your wife out on date night.
you're doing relationship counseling now, in addition to restaurant reviews.
Yeah, remember your anniversaries. Spend more than $20 on a date.
Okay, Tuscany on Taylor. So they're open now.
Yeah.
They're open like. Tonight?
They're either open now or they're opening tonight.
Can't
remember.
All right, that's good. All right, good to know.
Yeah.
What else you got?
There is a new pizza-friendly restaurant that's opening up at I'm sorry. It's in Ukrainian Village.
You're talking about the empty bottles?
Empty bottle, mm-hmm. Yeah, at 1039 Northwestern. And they're opening up a new pizza place, which I have not yet been to. I think it's open now, but they're supposed to be. There's been a lot of talk about that. They're very good gourmet pizzas. So I'm interested to see that.
And is that the one on Fulton?
No, that's on 1039 Northwestern.
Oh, okay. The one on Fulton you're going to talk about is a different place.
Yeah, it's Ever, and this is another really, really high-end restaurant that I don't think I'll go to unless they want to have me and Bob over there to check it out. But they're 1340 West Fulton, and that's more in the – they're going to give a real run to Linea and restaurants like that. Yeah. Yeah, it's supposed to be real
high. It's amazing anybody's opening now.
Right. Yeah, you know, actually, that's pretty surprising. A lot of these obviously have been in the works, and they're backed by some corporate money so that they can hopefully – they're hoping to ride out this short-term – we hope.
We problem. Hope is right. Dave's Hot Chicken, which started 3 years ago, has announced plans to open 10 locations in Chicago and the suburbs, including Northwest Indiana. And also, we mentioned this the other day because Dean Richards was out there at the new Wahlburger.
Yeah, it's owned by Jenny McCarthy's husband.
Mr. McCarthy.
McCarthy, as we like to call him. That's in St. Charles. I've been to a Wahlburger once a long time ago. I love gourmet burgers, so I really like this place. And I'll figure out a way to check it out. It's kind of far for me to go to St. Charles. You know, I don't like leaving the city limits.
I know, but if you do, report back to us. All right, now this 20 best Italian beefs in Chicago story that was done by a Tribune food and dining reporter, Nick Kindlesberger, and this was kind of interesting because he had his list, and again, this is only one person's list. I had a few problems with his list. He had, let's see, let me get to it right away here. He had his number one as Al's beef.
No, that's kind of living in the past. I used to love Al's beef, but Al's beef got famous, and when they got famous, their bread got bigger, and their level of meat to bread ratio got smaller. And
Johnny's beef, number two on his list.
Johnny's beef,
spicy gravy.
Yeah, Johnny's beef. That's the one out in. Out on Oak Park, I think, right? They have great Italian ice.
Elmwood Park. Yeah. On West North Avenue. Bobo's Hot Dogs on Irving Park.
That's actually very good, yeah.
Portillo's for a chain, again, they do a pretty good Italian beef. Yeah. Got to go with that. Jay's Beef of Harwood Heights was his number five.
And Jay's Beef is that's another one that used to be really good, but the old man died, left it to the kids, and they kind of got a little corporate.
So. Everybody's got an opinion. Let's see. Freddy's Pizza in Cicero, he had his number six.
Well, I've never been there.
I haven't either. Scatchell's Beef and Pizza on West Cermak in Cicero, number
great,
seven.
That's a great place.
Oh, I like, this is, no, I haven't been here. Mr. D's Shish Kebabs on Diversey. His number nine, Buona Beef, I really like Buona Beef. Really good. And then number 10, he had the original Nana's Hot Dogs in Streamwood. But what's not on the list here, and I've mentioned this to you, this is my favorite, Franny's out there in Schiller Park on River Road. Been there 20 years. Vince, really does a great job out there. And doesn't all this make you want an Italian beef?
It does, yeah. Combo. Nice combo. No cheese, though. I don't ever have cheese.
No. I don't like that.
Do you like peppers or jardiniere?
I get the sweet and hot and dipped. Yeah.
I've started to like jardiniere a lot lately over the past few years. I don't know why. The Southside influence, I guess. I spent too much time working on the Southside.
You're getting older and more mature. Wait a minute. That's not the lieutenant's theme. Hang on. We'll get that straightened out. As always, fun to visit with Lieutenant David Haynes. If you can find it, his book is A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. I hear it's on eBay for thousands of dollars.
For $150, I saw that. I'm like, wait, who's getting that money? It ain't me.
We'll see you next Friday at this time, Lieutenant.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You have a good weekend.
Hey, let's be careful out here.